From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Now, that's a whole lot of bull. That's the reaction after Schaff Angus Valley set another world record after producing a bull named America that sold for $1.51 million. At Schaff's annual production sale in North Dakota, the bull received several bids before the final gavel, with the winning bid from Nebraska's Herbster Angus Farms. Last year, according to AgWeb.com, Schaff sold a bull for the former world record of $800,000. America was just $90,000. Shy of doubling that amount. As the nation's farmers struggle to pay back loans after years of low crop prices and a backlash over U.S. tariffs, government data shows the highest default rate in at least 9 years. AgWeb.com reports many ag loans come due around January 1st to give producers enough time to sell crops and livestock and to give more flexibility in timing interest payments for tax filing purposes. While the government shutdown did delay reporting, January figures show an overall rise in delinquencies. A World Trade Organization dispute settlement panel found China has provided trade-distorting domestic support to its grain producers well in excess of its WTO commitments. AgriMarketing.com reports China's market price support policy artificially raises Chinese prices for grain above market levels, creating incentives for increased Chinese production of ag products and reduced imports. The new report is a significant victory for U.S. agriculture that should help American farmers compete on a more level playing field. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.